Well, good or grand noon to everybody. I decided to do a podcast, not a live one at this time, so that way I don't get interrupted. I was interrupted, and to me that was very disturbing because I was trying to communicate with the engage with my audience, and I was constantly being interrupted by somebody who claims that they worked for Podbean. Now, I don't know for sure if they do, but they basically mentioned that I'm not allowed to speak about certain things such as the virus or any health concerns and things like that. They said, oh, you could talk about, but it's a touchy subject. So, I mean, I understand it very, very well. Of course it's touchy because it's the reason why many of us are in lockdown right now. It's the reason why we're not able to come out and speak our truth and speak our mind, because we're afraid of the boogeyman out there that might do something to us. It's constant fear and programming, mind control, okay? So in a way, I have to agree with him, because I keep forgetting that I live in a beautiful place, a beautiful country known as Mexico, and we're actually free to speak our mind here. We have a lot of freedom of speech. Everything that we believe, that we thought that we had in the UK, in the United States, Germany, anywhere around the world, we thought that we had freedom of speech and we were living in a constitutional, honorable place, okay? So we live in Mexico and they actually uphold the constitution here where you're free to speak your mind. And our president is Almo. I'm really grateful for him. He does not believe in lockdown. He believes lockdowns are a form of dictatorship. That's what he mentioned. Okay. So, but I forget, because if my audience is listening to me ranting and raving about what is going on right now that is really disturbing, then I could put them in a great deal of danger, because the secret police might be busting in their door anytime to come and get them. So I have to be really careful, and I gotta look after my audience. If you've ever seen the movie Swing Kids, I highly recommend you watch it as soon as you possibly can. It came out years ago, but it is a very damn good movie. And I had a nanny who was a French Jewish lady whose parents were taken in the Holocaust, and took her into a nunnery convent, and she did not see her family in 30 years, her siblings in 30 years. She never saw her parents ever again. When she saw the movie, she said that's exactly what happened in Nazi Germany. First of all, it's propaganda on the television, and before you know it, you're not allowed to speak about anything on the radio shows. You're not allowed to, if you were caught listening to anybody outside of Germany, it has to be all German music and all German radio shows. If you were caught listening to anybody outside of Germany, you were fined or you were thrown in a camp. Okay? This is where we're going right now. This is what's happening today. You think the Holocaust in Germany was bad? It ain't shit compared to what's happening now. We got to be... I don't know how much you caught on that. I think I... Anyway, sorry about that. I guess I paused it by accident. So anyway, we went to... I highly recommend you watch the movie Swing Kids. It's a very good movie. It is very truthful. And everything that is going on back then, the Swing Kids, it was about Nazi Germany and the Holocaust. Everything that was going on back then, it will seem very similar to what's going on right now. So I highly recommend you watch that and educate yourself what's happening. Now, Nazi Germany and the Holocaust, it only happened there in Germany. And people were only allowed to listen to music that was German and only allowed to listen to TV shows, podcasts in Germany. If they were caught listening to anything outside of their country, they were fined or they were killed or taken to a camp. Okay? So right now, our freedom of speech is being threatened in certain countries. Now, not all over the world, because in Mexico, everything is great here. We are very, very, we are treated much better. We have a lot of freedom. and we are very free to speak our mind. Mexico is a very, is still has a major sovereign air about it. And our president, AMLO, is absolutely awesome too, because he's against a lot of lockdown procedures that's going on, because he calls it dictatorship. He doesn't want to put his own people in constant lockdown for a reason. Okay. So I forget that even though we're free over here, I forget that some of you who are listening to this podcast are not as free as we are. You're led to, you're told that you're free, but you're not. So what I'm doing, you know, I have to be very, very careful what I say on the podcast here, because I can get you into a lot of trouble. And if you're, if, you know, if I'm going on and talking about all the negative stuff going on right now, because you're listening to me, something can happen to you. They could come in and knock down your door and take you out, take you somewhere. Okay. So I have to really be careful, and we have to be careful what we talk about. Very sensitive topics, very sensitive things that are happening. I don't have to tell you what's going on that's wrong. All you got to do is go to davidicke.com and he'll tell you everything. davidicke.com. He is balls out, that man, and he's on bitchute.com. You can find him there. David Icke, he's from the UK. He is a balls out man, and he tells everyone like it is. He don't give a crap whether you tell him to say anything or not. He will just tell you like it is. And I've been following him for years. So if you want to know what's going on with the truth, what's happening with this whole fiasco or hysteria, that's not going to be much different than the Inquisition. You need to go ahead and listen to David Icke. Please go listen to him. What we're about, what this podcast is about, is it's about solutions, and we're about empowerment and transformation. So we're not here about griping about the negative stuff that's going on. We are here to help you empower yourself that you are an infinite being created by infinite source. And you have the power with your imagination only. Imagination comes with thoughts, emotions, the power of words. You can create the life you wish. And this is not hokey pokey false news. This is real. This is quantum physics based on real science. And if you don't think it's true, keep on listening to anything that programs your mind in something that you want, not what you don't want. You've already done it, and you've created a world of crap right now because of it. So focus on the things that you want right now. Just imagine, go to YouTube or some platform that has some really good videos on mind movies that will help to make you feel better, inspire you, and empower you. And there is no fear involved. This is how the Archons thrive on the human population. It's through fear and misleading false news. It's not really real, because 99% of the media is false. And they only teach you things. They only share with you things to scare you, to make you feel less empowered and make you believe that you're a slave. Well, I'm here to tell you, you are not a slave. You are God. You are Goddess. You are infinite. And you are the creator of your own freaking reality. So act like it. Stop giving your power away to something bigger, or you think is bigger than you, when you're the one who's bigger than that. There's something that they cannot take away from you. And it's called the power of imagination, the power of visualization, and the power of emotion. When you, in the power of magic, this is what happened with our ancestors thousands of years ago. They used the power of magic to create the reality they wish. They were tapped in, turned on to Gaia, to the planets, to the earth, to the trees, to the plants, and to the animals, to create a better world for themselves before they were massacred. So, and they were just so connected to the earth, and they didn't have to do anything to really defend themselves, because they were pure love. Love conquers fear, folks. Love conquers fear. If you are focusing on something on TV, it doesn't matter what it is. If you feel afraid, if you are scared, if you feel hopeless, if you feel depressed, turn it off. Change the channel immediately. Because time is speeding up. We are moving into from 3D to 5D frequency, okay? So what might happen, what is happening to me right now on the podcast being kind of censored in a way, it's actually a good thing because he's like a referee, okay? He's saying, whoa, watch out what you say because, you know, yeah, it operates on the 3D matrix. That's why. And I shouldn't be talking about that right now because it no longer serves me. Why would I talk about the Holocaust or anything like that negative when it doesn't serve my vibrational frequency? Because I am of a higher vibration. I have removed myself from imprisonment, enslavement, and I, through the power of my mind and through the power of my focus. So every morning, before you open your eyes, this is the power that you all have. And please listen to this and share this podcast with everyone. This is a secret that is not talked about much because if enough people know this, it's game over for the Archons. It's game over for them. So this is what you do, and this is scientifically proven. I am a hypnotherapist. I am a certified clinical hypnotherapist. Before you open your eyes, when you wake up in the morning, your brain is in theta, in a theta frequency state where it does not know the difference between make-believe or real. And it is that, when it, in that moment, you can imagine what you want. And you keep doing this every day. You imagine it, you feel it, you experience it, you taste it, you touch it, you smell it. You immerse yourself in it. You believe you're there. You believe you're already in that imagination that you've created for yourself because you are a creator. So when you keep on doing that, and when you start, the emotions start to pick up because that's what's going to happen. First, it's going to be the visualization, and then the momentum's going to pick up, and before you know it, the emotions are just going to take off. They're going to be the trigger in the engine so that the imagination could really take off. You do this for 60 seconds, a minute, a few minutes, however long you wish. When you're done, you open your eyes and you say, "It is done. I have just created my new world." This is how powerful you are, and no one else is going to teach you this. Some might, but many up in the mainstream is not going to tell you exactly. They tell you, yes, you can create your own reality, imagine it right now, but they don't tell you about the sweet spot, which is a theta. That is the sweet spot, the engine to create that world right now. Do it for 21 days. Do it for 30 days, and you're going to find out that you have created an amazing world. And many things that you thought was going on that was negative, okay, could be to do with anything at all. Could be on the news. It could be, you know, in your family. It doesn't matter. It will fall away because it no longer serves that vibrational frequency. Because in this vibrational frequency that you are tuning into is the 5D. We have the 5D right here, right now, folks. You don't have to wait to go anywhere. It is here. And you have the power to access it any freaking time you want. I want to empower you to know this. Do not believe what's going on, that you are that you are just an animal, that you're just a nothing. You are something, and you're something very special. You've forgotten. That's the problem. You've forgotten, so you've given your power away to the outside external world. But it's okay. You can change it tonight. Start doing this every night. Before you go to bed, while you're sleeping, and then when you wake up, before you open your eyes, imagine a beautiful world. If Scotland is having an issue, and Scotland's one of my favorite countries in the world, by the way. My husband's right near there. He's from there, in that area, but mainly Newcastle. If there's something that you don't like about, let's say, Scotland, or a certain place, because there's so many restrictions, or because of this, or because of that, or there's war, or whatever. I want you to imagine a new one. Imagine a new Scotland. Imagine a new UK. Imagine a new Europe. According to your rules, you have the power to do this. I'm getting very emotional now. I'm so sorry. Because I know what's happening, and I'm really worried. that I care about everybody. And I really wish the best for everyone. That you realize and you know that who you are is so powerful if you knew this. Instead of relying on outside forces that say they're going to help you and they're not. They're not looking for your best interest at all. We have to come together and we have to imagine a better world right now. We have to stop giving our power away anymore. And it doesn't mean you need to protest. Protesting is not going to help. You don't need to do that. All you need to do is imagine. Use the power of the faculty of imagination. Read the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Read the book Science of Getting Rich by Wallace D. Wattles. You know, Napoleon Hill, when there was the Black Plague or the Great Depression, his business soared while other businesses that were like his failed. Why? Because they kept focusing on the news at that time. And he decided to turn the TV off or the radio off. And he was being trained by Andrew Carnegie, who taught him how to think, who taught him how to imagine, who taught him the faculties in his mind, what he has, that he has the power of words, he has the power of imagination to create the world he wishes. And he stopped giving attention anymore to what was going on around him. And, you know, the Spanish flu was really evident back then too. So there was a flu back then. There was a Black Plague. There was a lot of negative things going on back then. And he did not allow it to get to him, because he knew if he did allow that to get to him and it got to his subconscious mind, it would create a world of war and destruction. Bob Proctor reads that book every single day, Think and Grow Rich, every day. He reads it every day for so many years. And this is what I'm trying to tell you. This is the only power that you have left. If paperwork isn't going to work for you, if you're finding out too much resistance in trying to claim your sovereignty, let's say, for example, use the power of your imagination to get out of it. You can do it. And I teach my students, I have 1,000 or more students that I teach on how to utilize exactly that power. Utilize the power of the mind, the power of magic and sorcery, and the power of sovereignty. So I'm sorry I had to cut off earlier when I did the live show because I was getting interrupted too many times. And it lost my train of thought and I felt very uncomfortable and I felt very harassed. And maybe it's just a sign saying, you know what, don't talk about it anymore. There's no reason to talk about what's wrong, because the right people that actually know what's going on are going to listen to solutions. They don't care about complaining about what's going on all the time. We need to find the solution to the problem. So we offer solutions. Please check out joannajohnston.com, joannajohnston.com. And please subscribe to my website. And also go to securecreditor.com. Please subscribe to that website for solutions and for more updates on the podcast of what we could do. And I'm actually looking to go somewhere else for my podcast needs. And many of us are going to be going back to the dark side of the web and getting a server with the onion server of some sort. Because that's the only place that's going to be safe. You cannot be out there on the internet where everyone knows everything in the light. We need to be in the darkness, in the blackness. That's where we're supposed to be. Because in the light is nothing but illusion. The light creates reflections of illusion. And the darkness is actually more real. So I just wanted to share that with you all. Much love and light. No matter what happens, just know just know that you are the creator of your own story. You have the power to change the world that's in alignment with you. And don't give your power away anymore, because it's going to affect the whole world. It's affecting the whole world that you have done that already, and it's time to change it. It's time to make this world better. Love and light.